This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Anybody who has disaster in their life, this is a place to recover. The DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It is Memorial Day weekend. I find it interesting. Budweiser has offered a minute of silence. If you hear any of their ads on the radio or watch some of the ads on television during the day on Memorial Day, they are supporting the National Moment of Remembrance. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, local time, tradition established by Congress, asking Americans to stop whatever they are doing for just 1 minute to honor those who have died in service to our country. I think it's an effort well worthwhile, something to keep our focus on what the real meaning is of Memorial Day. Something gets lost in the translation, especially with younger people. Kara, do you remember what sort of moments you had as a youngster? I guess I could ask this as Jennifer and Victoria as well. When it came to Memorial Day, do you think you understood when you were young, through whomever, the teacher's efforts or people that you knew, your parents, as to what the real meaning is for Memorial Day?
I'll be honest. No, it's never really. My association for Memorial Day has always and probably will always be, that's when pools open. I mean, I grew up, and it sounds bad, but I mean, I grew up, I was always at the pool.
I'm not trying to embarrass you, by the way.
I'm not embarrassed about it. It's just,
good.
No, and I mean, my grandfather served in the military, but he wasn't on the front lines. He was doing more engineering and computer type stuff, and he's really the only person in my immediate family who's done any kind of military service. And so it was just, not that our family doesn't appreciate it, but it just wasn't ever something that was super front of mind. And, you know, the pool opening and going to the pool, and that's where we all worked, was something that was. And so it's just, you know, for me, it's a day that I appreciate. And now as an adult, it's something you can kind of reflect on more. And obviously here at Radio America, they put on a huge Memorial Day parade every summer. So that's something that kind of comes to mind. But, yeah, I don't know. It's not something I ever thought about as a kid.
Well, to clarify, Radio America is our originating network, and they have as an arm a group of people that work hard to employ those who have been in service to our country, and they have a large group that acknowledges and has several times a year events that promote the well-being of those who are still alive or who have families.
Yeah, I should clarify it. It's the American Veterans Center, which works in association with Radio America.
Right.
They have a big parade that's got Gary Sinise and a bunch of other veterans in it in D.C. every summer.
That's how they put it together. Yes, right. Okay. So your remembrance is, Victoria, of the origins of Memorial Day in your own family.
Well, you know, I guess I always, from a very young age, my grandfather, who had served in World War II in the Navy, which was the pinnacle of his life. That having been in the Navy was something that just meant the world
for
to him.
For many, that is the case.
It yeah, is. And
defining
so from a
moments.
From a very young age, we had a little. I grew up in a very small town on the Jersey Shore, and so there was a small parade every year on Memorial Day. My grandfather would take my brother and me, and I knew it was something that was very somber, and I knew it was very emotional for my grandfather. He would often tear up when they, you know, would have the salutes and things like that. So I always knew from a very young age that it was something very important to a lot of people. And then as I got older and had, and, you know, developed more of an appreciation for the armed services. And again, like Kara said, except for my grandfather, we don't have anyone in our family who is tied to the armed services. So that's my one memory, really. And I always think of my grandfather. He passed away a few years ago. So I always think of him on Memorial Day, not just because of his own service, but because of that sort of early memory of, you know, honoring those who had lost their lives.
It's interesting because I think part of what Kara explained or described is what most people who are in the younger generation, that is the generation behind me, who didn't have people directly in the service. Very few families can tell you that they have those who have been recently in the service. It just doesn't seem to happen that way for a lot of different reasons. We have a volunteer army and a naval service. We have volunteers for all branches of the service. And then you look back, my father was in the Coast Guard and Merchant Marine. My wife's husband, my wife's father was an Air Corps bombardier. And so the stories that my children heard about, mostly my son, not my daughter, heard about the significance of those who have served in World War II or in Vietnam, that era, it changed with Vietnam era. There certainly was much respect. Tom Brokaw writes about it in his book, The Greatest Generation. I think that's the name of the book. I don't remember the name of the book.
That is a very popular book. I didn't realize Tom Brokaw wrote it, but yeah.
Yes, yeah. And so the reality of being distant or disengaged from the conversation is part of what you have to deal with in terms of understanding what Memorial Day is all about. Even though there are hardcore members of our society who today have served and served well, with distinction, they don't get the same kind of recognition. It's a less sincere sort of recognition on the part of many. I don't know whether it's guilt. I don't know what it is. But I always feel when somebody says to someone you see them in the airport, thank you for your service, I don't think most people mean it. I think they just say it. It's like lip service to the people in uniform. And being in the service, let's face it, today is a lot different than it used to be because of the assignments. There are some people who are on the front lines in areas where there is kind of the same impact as Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Not as bad, but the American populace in general has no respect for what happened during the Bush administration, certainly when it came to Afghanistan, because most everybody knew that bin Laden was there when we gave up and took on another foe, and it was a fofo, F-A-U-X-F-O-E.
But don't you think, though, post Afghanistan, don't you think that people are much more sensitive to how that has harmed so many of our men and women in the military, both physically and mentally?
I think that's why there's no respect. There is respect for the people in the service, but there's no respect for having been engaged in all of these activities. The question is, for what? Why do we have all of these people suffering post-traumatic distress? You know, one of the things, this is the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. On Veterans Day, we can actually advocate and get angry if you want to. I do, frankly. I admit to being angry about the way our servicemen and women are treated when they get out of the service. As we screw them over, 87, I mean, it's pathetic.
Well, and we can also thank people who make the choice to serve. The difference is that the people who died are the ones that we celebrate on Memorial Day. I think that's why, fortunately, less of us have the connection, the personal connection to Memorial Day, because fewer people have died serving the country. You know, my uncle served, and so I think even though we celebrate the people who made it out, like my uncle did, relatively unscathed, you can thank those people today, but today is about remembering those people who made the ultimate sacrifice, and most of those people are now from our greatest generation who are sort of dying off anyway at this point, and that is fortunate, yes, but we should also make sure that we remember their story.
I think you're right. That's why Memorial Day is as important as it is, at least to my generation. And I think all of us here have just, through our words, expressed how we feel about this. But it is not the typical, it's not the typical reaction to asking people the question I just asked you. What is there about Memorial Day that you actually understand? What do you know? What family experiences have you had that bring you around to understanding the import and the impact of Memorial Day? Most people don't have one anymore. And thus the reference, as we were just suggesting. So something for us to understand. The DJV podcasts, which you can get every day, djvshow.com. Sometimes people are listening to part of the program they want to hear. They want to know what was on. So we summarize these at djvshow.com. And we also have the podcast. So the conversation in the one that's there currently, Jessica Alba is featured, a discussion about her and why she had to stop eating at one point so men wouldn't find her so attractive. Wow. Talk about the smug grudge.
She was too pretty.
Yes, I'm so pretty. Yes, so pretty. Let's see, what else have we got? Meghan Markle and the fun story this week about her telling a British television host to try to hook her up with a British celebrity. DJVShow.com is the podcast point, and you can go to DJVShow.com and get us to stream it on demand. 16 past the hour on said DJV program. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Jen, what's our trending story from your perspective in this half hour?
Well, it's all about women, the fairer sex. There's a new study that is out from USC that says women are more productive at work if the office temperature is warmer.
It shows that
a warmer office may improve women's performance at work. The study found women perform better on math and verbal tasks at higher temperatures than men. But get this, when temperatures were lowered, men performed better, although the relationship between temperature and men's performance was less pronounced, according to the study. I have to work in close proximity with a lot of men, and they freeze me out every time. And I like the cold. I'm not one of these sissy chicks that doesn't like air conditioning. I love it. But, like, they freeze me out. It's ridiculous. They said that the temperature is not just about being comfortable. It's actually, for the gender, something that is significant in terms of productivity. So it's not just that men like to be cold or women like to be warm. It actually really does. It predicts the outcome or the results of your work. So, yeah, right. Kind of interesting. Yeah.
Some like it hot, as it were. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So if you cross her, then you cross me. But
she ain't messing with no other man. Me and her are something different. I really need all you to understand.
23 and change after music time here. Every hour of our DJV program has time for a focus on some music news, important stars, such as the case with Ed Sheeran, who has set number 6 collaboration project album for release this year. Sound like you. You and I, Victoria.
Oh, I know.
He's all these allergies. Good job.
Collins. Oh, it's worse.
All right, so anyway, Sheeran is currently on top of the singles chart over in England with I Don't Care, which is, are we listening to that now, or is this, no, this is Crosser.
Well, we can listen to that one. Yeah, Crosser is his brand new song.
Yeah. Right. So he announced he's going to release his number 6 collaboration project the 12th of July, an LP that pays a lot of homage to recordings that were made before his star had risen. He said, before I was signed in 2011, I made an EP called Number 5 Collaboration Project. Since then, I've always wanted to do another, so I started Number 6 on my laptop when I was on tour last year. I'm a huge fan of all the artists I've collaborated with, and it's been a lot of fun to make this. The post also includes the track list for Number 6, with names of most collaborators redacted for a big reveal when the day comes. His last full-length recording project was a couple of years ago. Divide was called. The LP was so popular. You have a copy of that, Karen? Do you have Divide?
Well, it's the name of the album, but this Shape of You was on that.
Yeah, that's a well-known song. He was named a Global Recording Artist of the Year by the IFPI. And he became the first artist recognized by the Federation with his best-selling album and single, Shape of You. At 15 songs, Number 6 should be lengthier than any of Sheeran's 3 studio albums which preceded that have had mostly 12 tracks on them. So, there's the Ed Sheeran news. For those of you who are Adam Lambert fans, he says he doesn't want to record anything with Queen. So, let's see. This has been 4 years since the original high. Lambert ready to release new music in the form of his upcoming album, Velvet. He's been touring as the vocalist of Queen since 2011, but he says that doesn't mean recording an album with them is in the works. He said, people always ask if we want to record together. I'm not sure it makes total sense because it wouldn't really be Queen. To me, Queen is Freddie. I think that's appropriate. It's good that he acknowledges that. His ego hasn't gotten in the way. He said, my favorite thing is collaborating and putting these concerts together and creating on stage. It's fulfilling and exciting. Once you figure out who is Queen, you realize they've been in your pop culture subconscious the whole time. They're one of those bands whose songs are so iconic that you might not know anything about them, but you know the damn song. I think that's kind of true, actually. In regard to Velvet, he said, it's a nod to the music of the past. Sonically, it references a lot of the music I heard in the house growing up. It's retro. A lot of 70s and 80s choices in there. It lives in a world that's a fusion of new and old. I would say it's more soulful than anything I've probably put out before. He hits the road again with Queen starting the summer to celebrate their 50th anniversary. So good. I think that shows some maturity on his part. Also, in terms of new music, Pentatonix releasing a rendition of Waving Through a Window, brought their own rendition of this song from the musical Dear Evan Hansen. Five-member group took to Twitter this week to drop a music video for the song as well. They're performing on their own version, of it on a Broadway stage. They kicked off the first leg of their Pentatonix The World Tour the 11th of this month at the Oracle Arena in Oakland. Wrap it up in September on the stage in Canfield, Ohio. They're a fabulous group. We'll be happy to have them in our world. Pentatonix. 28 after on the DJB Show.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch.
Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The search for survivors and cleanup is continuing after a monster tornado touched down in Oklahoma. The small town of El Reno was hit hard late on Saturday. It demolished a hotel and ripped through a mobile home park. Survivors describe the destruction in the town, which is about 25 miles west of Oklahoma City.
I looked out straight out the window, which was busted, and saw my neighbor's trailer rolling over.
When we got up, the whole house was overturned.
El Reno Mayor Matt White.
We can confirm that we've had two deceased, two fatalities, and we've had 29 transfers to different hospitals. So it's a very serious traumatic event.
The residents say the tornado was so fast they had only a few minutes warning before it hit. Just days ago, the residents of El Reno were battling high water and flooding.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Four after the hour now on today's DJV program, trying to put you into a good place for the rest of your day. Before we get to Victoria's trending story, I had a couple of important things happening in the world of food that we eat, food news. If you're planning on firing up the grill as the weekend continues, you may want to double check your meat products before you get a surprise. The Food Safety and Inspection Service has issued a recall for 62,000 pounds of raw beef because of E. coli concerns. Here are some of the things to keep in mind when you are checking the labels. The meat was packaged at the Aurora Packing Company in North Aurora, Illinois. It was packed on April 19th, shipped nationwide for distribution. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing because the date is as it is, this is freezer beef. According to the announcement, the products being recalled have an establishment number of 788, says EST-788 inside the mark of inspection. The recall includes 40 products, steak, ribeyes, as well as brisket cuts. USDA has pointed out, people sometimes like to freeze cuts of meat for future use, so if you have socked away some of this beef in your backup freezer, you may want to check that as well. So once again, the problems of having huge companies handle huge amounts of food, in this instance 62,000 pounds of raw meat from the same facility. Just not a good idea. Buy from your local butcher, local store, not in this circumstance, this kind of stuff. Here's something to keep in mind as we talk about Martha and Marley Spoon. You've heard me promoting their meal service. The things that are cool about them is that you can get the first three meals free. They have quality standards. And so if you're interested in getting the service, you can text the word FORK to 246-810. Get the food sent right to your door. Try it out. First three meals are free. The word FORK, text that to 246-810 and get the first one of the first 100 people get the three free meals today. Free meals, text the word FORK to 246-810. So that focus is the focus of the meal kits. Some people think they're bad for the environment because of all of the paper that comes with it and the cardboard, that sort of thing, plastic as well. New study from University of Michigan finds that that may not be the case, the worry about all of the way the stuff is packaged. Meal kit services send pre-portioned raw ingredients, as we were just talking about Martha and Marley Spoon. Those pre-portioned ingredients are often wrapped in plastic, including styrofoam chilled with cooling packets. They put them in the box, you know, that sort of thing. And that's what the environmentalists criticize. This study traces food in meal kits from farm to table. Actually found that the meal kits they're clocking in actually at using a third less greenhouse gas emissions than shopping at the grocery store. So people say, wait a minute, how can that be possible? One of the chief benefits of meal kits is a reduction in food waste. Aha! The kits provide what you need and no more. And that's been a substantial impact on reducing emissions. Meal kits bypass the entire need for a grocery store, which is also bad for emissions, because they're the stuff that goes to the store delivered on trucks. Well, you know, the mail service. I think there are a lot of different choices. I don't think this is bad. I think that the reason you tell the story is because there are a lot of people who think that the food services are wasteful, and they apparently are not.
Packaging does need to be improved on a lot of them. Yeah, some companies are definitely more aware than others. But yeah. It is an interesting study, though. If you think about it, all the different trucks that bring so many different products all across the country to grocery stores, and then if you think about it, like your when your meal kit arrives, it's on a mail truck, whether it's UPS or FedEx or whatever. So you're kind of really carpooling with other mail service, and that cuts down on emissions.
Yeah, very true. All right. So, Victoria, what do you have? What's healthy in your mind of ideas?
Well, one of the trending stories that's been kind of tossed around in the news is Harriet Tubman. And you wonder, why is Harriet Tubman trending? Well, it's because the $20 bills that feature Harriet Tubman aren't going into circulation anytime soon. The Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, told lawmakers this week that the new Tubman bill won't be released during the Trump administration, possibly not even until 2028. He said he is focused on enhancing the currency's security features to protect against counterfeiting. And he said that's more important to him than redesigning the bill's imagery. Back in 2016, the former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew announced that Harriet Tubman, who was credited with saving hundreds of slaves, would replace President Andrew Jackson on the front, and then Jackson would be on the back of the $20 bill. And so it also, they said that 2020 would coincide with the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, and of course Harriet Tubman was also a suffragette that gave women the right to vote. So it sort of seemed like it would be a nice time to unleash this new bill, but President Trump has not been a fan of this, and he thinks that Harriet Tubman belongs on a $2 bill, which I've never even seen, so I don't know. But it looks like...
I didn't know they made them reuse $2 bills anymore.
I've never even $2 heard bills. Of that. You know where they give them out all the time? Is the Rose Bowl.
Right. Really? Yeah, I have some old Pasadena. Ones in my wallet for good luck, but that's the extent of that. In
I
a moment
like
on
I
the
win the lottery when I get them. It's fun.
Good for you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Charles Coleman, who is a civil rights activist and attorney, is going to join us in a moment here on the DJB program.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Grebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by OpenJar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-671-3158 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-671-3158 now. Again, 800-671-3158. That's 800-671-3158.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Charles Coleman Jr. is with us here on the DJV program. He is the founder of the nonprofit CFC 40. So, Mr. Coleman, I think I figured out the CFC. That would be the initials of your name, Charles F. Coleman. But I don't know what the 40 means, so maybe we can start out here by quickly explaining to people what this is. You have a strong presence in politics and civil rights movement, that sort of thing. So I guess I'd rather than me speculate and sound foolish, why don't you tell us what the rest of what CFC 40 stands for?
Well, Doug, thank you for having me. Good morning. You are very astute indeed. That was originally the origin of CFC, but it actually stands for a number of different things, including Cultivating for Change. The 40, the 40 at the end, is an allusion to a milestone birthday that is coming up at this year for me. But that is, and so that's where the name itself came from. But you know, the CFC, you figured out the secondary meaning, but the initial sort of what we actually use is Cultivating for Change. and the 40 is a reference to a milestone birthday that approaches. So that's the mystery behind the game, behind the name.
Happy birthday. So in terms of the need for change, we certainly all, I think, would like to see many things change. It's hard to get people to change, though, isn't it? I mean, change is something that people resist. No matter what the category, people don't like to change, either their ideas or their habits. So this is a challenge for you as you begin what you've called the Black Superhero Project. Tell us the idea behind this. What are you trying to promote, and what do you want to get happening?
So the idea is simply that, you know, we have for far too long existed in a very ahistorical model that allows for one singular person to lead from up high on the mountaintop, and everyone, just legions of folks follow that one leader singularly into whatever vision they may have. And quite frankly, that model is ahistorical, and it's outdated, and it's not productive. And so, you know, what we seek to do with regard to the Black Superhero Project is to encourage individuals to lead exactly where they are and to do their part. Because if you are really a student of history, you understand that change, particularly in communities, occurs home by home, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, on a very interpersonal, grassroots, person-to-person level. And so that's what we seek to do with the Black Superhero Project, is to go into community and to encourage other people to lead where they are and to do their part right where they are, right in community. And if that happens, if everyone decides just to do a little bit more, just to do their part exactly where they are, we would be tremendously surprised at the amount of impact that we're able to have collectively.
All right. So I'm a native of Framingham in Massachusetts. This program is broadcast all around the country and all around the world. But I know you're starting this project in Boston. Why Boston, which, by the way, I would put in parentheses, is one of the most racist cities in the country, in my opinion and experience. So
well,
why start it?
Well, I'm so glad you said it, because it is one of the things that I've said for a number of years, something that I felt, which is really unfortunate. And so I think it is really important that, in terms of that issue, folks who are local to the city are able to be honest about that. I know in talking to many of my friends, people of color and other folks who have been honest about it, have also acknowledged the same thing that you just mentioned. I mean, Boston was one of the few cities in the Northeast that we were going to be dealing with. It's the only New England city that we're doing something in. What I will say is that the mayor's office, as well as other organizations in Boston, have been extremely supportive of the activation that we're going to be doing in Boston, and that is a day of inclusion. Each of the activations around the Black Superhero Project deals with a specific demographic in every city. And what we're dealing with in Boston deals with centering returning citizens and their families and immediate support systems to help them feel more included, to help them feel integrated as they are truly members and full-functioning people in society.
Don't get me wrong. I think there have been a lot of changes for the good for a lot of Black Americans, but I think Boston has seen changes as it becomes more gentrified and more people, different people move in with different ideas, but I think there still is a lot of work to do. So it's an interesting project. Those of you who want to find out more as to how you may bring it to you, CFC40.com is the website. Charles Coleman Jr. here with us on the DJV Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
After the hour now, it's time for a visit from Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website, ourautoexpert.com, full of his exploits, reviews of cars from top to bottom, big ones, small ones, old ones, new ones. He's rolling into our ears in a moment here with a focus on electric cars and what's going on. I think the state of the industry is where we should start in just a matter of moments. First, though, ride-sharing apps. Let's examine them. They seem to be here to stay, that's for sure. Companies are making them safer than ever, as we hear in this overview by Andy Solomon.
Rideshare platforms are here to stay and have evolved to provide riders with even better experiences. Sheriff John Wetzel, chairman of the National Sheriff's Association Traffic Safety Committee, retired sheriff of Oklahoma County, and the former president, International Association of Chiefs of Police, explains.
Companies like Lyft are making rider safety a priority by continuously screening their drivers. Before getting into any car, riders should always match the license plate and car model and driver's name with what's shown in the app.
According to Wetzel, communities where Lyft is available have also seen lower rates of impaired driving and fatal crashes.
For example, Miami-Dade police announced there had been a 65% decline in impaired driving arrests in 2017 compared to the four prior years, thanks in part to ride-sharing. Nationally, 71% of Lyft riders say they are less likely to drive while impaired because of the availability of ride-sharing services.
For more information, visit Lyft.com.
All right, so there are a couple of things going on here, Nick, in terms of labor. Ford says they're laying off 10% of their salaried workers. Is that because of the impact, you think, of computers and the way cars are being built by, well, robots aren't going to affect salaried workers. They're mostly the ones that are the checkers on the line, right? And most
yeah,
You know, Doug, Ford have been spending years trying to work out how to make their vehicles for less money and how to invest less money in them and make it more cost efficient. So they've been working on the process for a while. But, you know, as we move forward, jobs in the car industry are changing. They've gone from a guy standing on the line with a welding torch to automatic welding robots, and now the panels coming in pretty much pre-shipped or being bonded with glue instead of being welded, which is actually stronger. But the same thing is going with the kind of cars that we're all looking for. As we move to different kinds of cars, there is less work involved in actually manufacturing them, and some parts are made actually outside the factory now.
I thought I knew my way around. I did not. I've never heard even things like JB Weld, that stuff is stronger than a regular weld. The glues are stronger than welds. That's something. It must be a new kind of a new breed of glue.
Yeah, Jaguar Land Rover started doing some stuff on their cars probably about 10, 12 years ago, where they found that using bonding, especially on things like aluminum, using bonding and glue along with the welds was actually making it stronger. And now that bonding has got really strong, where you're making chemicals that, where the pieces of metal can't actually be separated. And remember, there's a lot of plastic on cars now as well, and you can't weld plastic. So it makes a lot more sense.
All right, so electric vehicles would be where you said the interest in new cars. So is the electric vehicle market what is costing the jobs?
Yeah, in fact, VW just announced that they're going to take less people to make their electric cars than they are going to take to a regular gas car. And as we make the shift to electricity, it means that less people are going to be involved down the line in making these vehicles. I mean, there's no transmission, for instance, in an electric car. So the power goes straight to the road. So there tends to be less parts, less to do in the factory. So we're going to see probably less people on the production line making cars. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be overall less jobs involved in it, because in the industry as a whole, there's going to be a lot of other things that people need to be doing. But definitely making the cars, VW announced yesterday that it looks like less people are going to be needed as they convert their factories to electric factories.
Hmm. All right. And then there's the problems that the old cars have, like Honda recalling 137,000 vehicles this week. What happened in the airbag department?
When will the airbag problems go away? It seems like when we just think we're out of the woods, there is a new one. This covers an awful lot of new models, and Honda are now saying they have 137,000 vehicles in the U.S. with airbag problems. I wish I could list them off, but your show is only so long. It seems like there's models that span over 5 or 6 years, different ones, but they do have it at the Honda website. But if you have a new CRV, make sure that your airbag is checked.
All right, well, you're always welcome to spend more time with us if you'd like. Your choice. Nick Miles, website rautoexpert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.